Said very busy program. Colin, welcome along to the program. First time we've met. First of all, to the listener, what is Brentwood Chamber of Commerce?
Good afternoon, Mike, and it's good to be here. Brentwood Chamber of Commerce is an organisation which has actually been around for over 100 years, which exists to promote the needs of businesses in Brentwood, either by representing businesses to other businesses or to the local authorities or indeed to members of parliament. We're also part of a bigger organisation, the British Chamber of Commerce, which obviously has the same objectives but for the country as a whole. And we consist of a committee of 12 people who work for various organisations in Brentwood, and we hold various events to promote the needs of businesses in Brentwood and also to bring businesses together so that we can all mutually help each other to achieve success.
So you're in constant dialogue with the local authorities then, I take it, as chairman?
Yeah, and also the deputy leader of the council is actually a member of our committee, so we have a very,
well, that's
very
handy.
Strong link.
So describe a typical week for you. What are you up to?
Well, I should stress also that being chairman of Brentwood Chamber of Commerce is actually a part-time voluntary position. It's not a full-time job, although sometimes it can feel like that.
I'm sure it does.
We organise one or two events every month. We also have a committee meeting once a month. We had a monthly committee meeting last night. And we're in touch with the local media and press and obviously yourselves about various events which are coming on or items of news, anything which is happening, such as things like Crossrail.
We'll come on to that.
Yeah, okay. And any other significant developments within the Borough of Brentwood which we feel the businesses of Brentwood need someone to represent them in terms of talking to whoever the powers that be that are making decisions about what's happening in Brentwood.
So if I'm a brand new business, I've just opened my shop in the high street, I can come to you and say, what can you do for me?
Yes, in actual fact, we have a couple of members of our committee who incidentally both work for banks, but their speciality is what we call business mentoring. So if we do have new members who are totally new to the field of business, then we've got that, we can point them in their direction and they can give them advice about the basics of setting up in business, the practical issues like accountancy, tax, that sort of thing, but also give them some sort of general business tips about how to be successful and, of course, put them in touch with other businesses and potential customers within the Brentwood area.
High Street apart, Brentwood's quite a healthy business section, isn't it? There's lots of businesses in a big circle around the town centre.
Yes, it is, yeah. And one of the areas which a lot of people don't actually realise is how many businesses we have based on what would formerly have been agricultural units. So there's quite a few farmyards around the Brentwood area where enterprising farmers have converted their buildings into small business units, and there's several of those around scattered around Brentwood, and a lot of them hold about a dozen different businesses with units of various sizes, so it's very attractive for a small business or a business which has just maybe been established for a couple of years and looking for a slightly larger venue. And as I say, sometimes people don't actually realise how many businesses there are around Brentwood because of the fact that it is quite a rural area around the town, apart from the town centre. Yeah.
What's the subject, or what's the gripe, should I say, of most of the emails you get these days? What are people complaining about?
Well, in actual fact, we don't actually get that many people complaining.
We're quite
proactive and quite positive about the way we approach businesses. People don't tend to complain to us much. We've had a few complaints about Crossrail. That's probably the most recent one.
Yeah, I noticed. Let's talk about Crossrail while we're there, then, because I noticed you'd written a letter to CEOs of the rail companies and Crossrail itself and other authorities, because I mean, Mike Lasurf was in here two or three years ago and other people have been in here and talked about Crossrail and the planning and what Shenfield was going to happen at Shenfield, etc. And it seemed that there was careful planning put in position then, so there would be minimum disruption. Are you saying then it hasn't been handled very well, or...?
I think certainly in terms of the effect it had on Shenfield traders, it could have been handled better. Not necessarily in terms of the planning, although some of that did leave something to be desired, but also in terms of enforcing the ideas which were put into place in the first place, so making sure that the various stakeholders actually stuck to the agreements which they'd said they would stick to. So, for example, buses parking where they're supposed to park and not parking on double yellow lines, and contractors not parking in the shoppers' parking spaces, and things like that did happen. So it wasn't so much because it hadn't been planned, it's just that some of the rules weren't being enforced as strictly as maybe they could have been.
I was at Shenfield Station yesterday, and they've got one of the brand new shiny trains. I don't know if you've seen one of these trains yet.
I've seen it from a distance.
I got right up close to it yesterday, because they're running them. I think one a day at the moment is running as a trial. Yeah. And they're just gorgeous. Well, a train's a train, but they really do look the business. You know, very, very, very modern. And of course, hopefully, that's going to bring a whole new era to this area of business. And obviously, the population is going to increase, and the house prices will go alongside with it, I'm sure. Which I suppose is good news for your members, because with increased population, that means increased spend, doesn't it? And
And
Brentwood High Street at the moment, it's unusual, isn't it? You're not the typical high street, because you're just as busy at night as you are during the daytime.
Well, you say that's not typical, but I think that's almost becoming typical for quite a few high streets, actually, where you find that there's a good percentage of the units are
restaurants,
economy, restaurants and bars and that sort of thing, possibly slightly more so in Brentwood. But I would say whatever units we've got there that are occupied, it's certainly better than having empty shop units.
So, exactly.
And it's just a sign of the times, a change in the economy whereby people are buying online or out of town. And
Exactly. I mean, the out of town, you know, when Lakeside was open. But I mean, Lakeside at the moment seems to be suffering at the moment. There's lots of empty businesses in Lakeside. And if you talk to anybody there, they say, well, the rents are too high. And there's arguments on both sides why the rents are so high, etc. Is it a happy medium in Brentwood, do you think? Have we got the rate right, just right, do you think?
In terms of the difference between the restaurants and the shops, I think so, yes. I think it will be a big difference once we actually finally make progress with the area to the north of the high street, and also the Baytree Centre's got quite a few empty units. They're claiming there's problems with the size of the units. So once that's all been addressed, which I know the council are looking into at the moment researching the solution for the whole of the town centre, then which can only improve things, I think the outlook's actually very rosy for Brentwood High Street, yes.
When you say you're looking for solutions to the town centre, what are you thinking? Or is that all secret at the moment?
No, I mean, there was a public consultation two or three months ago where the council came up with their initial ideas and plans from their designers, and a mixture of retail and leisure and residential in covering the old car park next to Sainsbury's. And I think it's quite a good idea to have a mixture of things, because obviously you can't just suddenly throw in a whole load of shops, because it will take a while to fill them up. So, and there's obviously demand for more housing in the area as well. But what I like is the fact that they're looking at the town centre as a whole rather than just one particular area of a town centre, and they are trying to have a bigger picture, so that actually ties in with the Baytree Centre, which with a view to dealing with the empty shop units there, and then obviously that will also impact on the high street as well.
Do you think there will ever come a time when it will be pedestrianised completely, the high street?
I think if it was going to happen, it probably would be happening now, and it doesn't seem as though it's part of this plan at the moment, because there's the lack of alternative routes. So unless there's a drastic change in traffic patterns, I don't think, certainly within the next 10-15 years, I can't see it happening, because I think if it was going to happen, then it would already be on the agenda. But that's just my personal opinion.
We'll talk later about traffic patterns, etc. There's plenty to talk about. You organise events throughout the year. One of these events is coming out fairly soon. You've got the business showcase. What's that about?
Yeah, I should stress actually that the business showcase, I don't want to take the credit away from them, is being organised by Brentwood Borough Council, but obviously in consultation with us, because they're obviously wanting to promote businesses in Brentwood. Although one of the other key objectives this year is not just to promote businesses existing in Brentwood, but actually to promote Brentwood as a possible destination for businesses looking to either relocate or looking to expand and looking for new premises. So what we're trying to do with the business showcase this year, as well as showcasing businesses who are already in Brentwood, is actually showcasing Brentwood itself as a town and as a potential venue for businesses to relocate to. Last year was the first business showcase, and for the first event, actually, I was incredibly impressed with how well it went, both in terms of the way the actual day went, but also in terms of the visitor numbers. The visitor numbers certainly exceeded expectations. There's about 400 visitors. It's a free event, I should stress. There's no charge to come, but even so, it was a sort of damp November day. We weren't sure how many people would come, but we had about 400 visitors.
Oh, I took myself off there. That's good. I mean, I went to Harlow, did a similar event recently, which I went along to, and that was very, very well attended at all. So there is that interest, and your event is at the Beanall Auditorium at the Brentwood School.
Yeah, well, it's actually Brentwood School very kindly provided their venue again. It's actually over two parts of Brentwood School, so we've got different exhibitors in different parts of the building. We've also got the Bean Auditorium and the main lecture hall as well. So there'll be various workshops and talks going on during the day. And then it all culminates at 4 o'clock with a drinks reception, which is hosted by Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. Free Brentwood Brewery beer and free wine for everyone to stay behind afterwards at the end of the event and obviously do some networking and socialising.
I don't know how Brentwood Brewing Company make any money. They're always giving away their free beer. I'm Barbara from Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. We've just been talking about the event, Colin, about the showcase event. What we failed to mention, of course, was when it was.
Yeah, it's on Wednesday the 1st of November this year, Wednesday the 1st of November at Brentwood School, and you can register online through the website, which is brentwoodbusinessshowcase.co.uk.
Okay, so an event like this, how often do you put these sort of events on?
This event is an annual event, actually took place same time last year, but we are looking, as a Chamber of Commerce, we're looking at other, always looking for innovation and ideas for different events which we can run for businesses to bring businesses together. So not necessarily on the same scale, but things like business forums, business workshops, that sort of thing, all on the agenda for 2018.
Okay, now then, let's talk about transport, because that's always a business's bugbear. We've got two big, as far as I'm concerned, we've got two big problems in this area. A, you've got Wilson's Corner. Daily on this programme, I'll look at the map and it's a crisscross of red lines because it is the most unique roundabout system I know. I see a lot in the country.
Yeah.
Do you talk about Wilson's Corner? Because that must be frustrating, because people will not come to Brentwood sometimes because they can't park, because they can't. Yeah. They don't want to sit for hours of queues.
Yeah, in actual fact, something on my list of things to do, actually, is to write to Essex County Council, where I presume are responsible for the highways for that area, with a proposal for the Ongar Road, because I do notice if you're coming from Sainsbury's up the Ongar Road towards Wilson's Corner, there's always a long queue of traffic in the left-hand lane and none in the right-hand lane, because everyone in the left-hand lane is turning left or going straight on, and very few people are turning right. So what I would like is two arrows in the road, the left-hand lane just for people turning left, and then the right-hand lane for people going straight on and turning right, which I think might
give the man a job, a director of planning and transport. That's a good idea. That's a very, very good idea.
So it's on my list of things to write. It is,
and William Hunter Way is always coming up also, and that ridiculous little road restriction as you go down Western Road. I don't know why that's there. It's just annoying me, I think. But the big one, and news out today, if you haven't heard already, Junction 28, we've been talking about Junction 28 for some time now, and on a daily basis, it is literally a car crash. There's always something going on at Junction 28, and somebody, I use it four or five times a day, and it's potluck whether you're there or not, really, whether you get around it. And the problem is you've got five entrances, exits, and only four sets of lights. And when the lights don't work, it's fine.
Yes, exactly. I'm a great fan. This is a personal thing, not a Chamber of Commerce position. I'm a great fan of not having traffic lights at roundabouts. So I think they do work better without traffic lights, but that's just my personal opinion.
It does.
And I think the problem at Junction 28, again, you're talking about the traffic lights, is the fact that at any one time there's two different types of traffic. So at one stage you've got traffic coming off the M25 going through the lights, and then at the next stage you've got the traffic coming off the A12.
Yeah.
You've got the same lane markings for both sets of traffic, whereas obviously traffic coming off the M25 is predominantly going on the A12. Traffic coming off the A12 is predominantly going on the M25.
Exactly,
so the traffic lane markings don't really work. It'd probably be better if we didn't have any traffic lane markings, actually.
Well, but you see that there, if you go down to Junction 30, the new markings there are fantastic. It's solved the problems there virtually overnight. They're wonderful when you're coming off the A13 to turn right onto the M25, which is the same situation you've got here.
Yeah.
It's much, much better.
Yeah.
The problem as well is that for the poor traffic coming out of Brook Street onto that roundabout, it's centipod, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to do and away you go. Otherwise, because you've got microseconds before those lights change, and that gives you that little gap. You know, so it's ridiculous. So today, there was I think half a dozen proposals, fairly similar, weren't they?
They are, but I went along about two or three months ago to an exhibition, and I think the proposals were all numbered five. So it's 5A, B, C, and D or something. There was no numbers 1, 2, 3, or 4.
All right.
So we obviously weren't consulted on those. And all of the option fives are very, very similar. It was almost a question of moving the road 10 yards down or 10 yards up, and whether to have it as a two-lane slip lane or a one-lane slip lane. There was very little difference, actually, for the public to choose. I mean, they said it was a public consultation, but it did feel as though they'd already made the major decision about how the road was going to run.
And something I hadn't thought of, and if I can describe this correctly, they've gone for option 5F, and the main problem, it seems, is that the heaviest route of traffic is traffic coming down the M25 and then turning right onto the A12 to go to Chelmsford. That's the heaviest bout of traffic.
Yeah.
So if you're coming northbound from, if you're going anti-clockwise and approaching Junction 28, if you're going towards Romford or if you're going into Brentwood Town Centre up Brook Street,
yeah,
then you will carry on using the same route.
Yes.
If you're wanting to travel up to Chelmsford on northbound on the A12, you will go over the Brook Street roundabout, the existing Brook Street roundabout,
right, yeah.
And then you'll be taken in a slip road and it bends all the way around, back up, and then onto the A12.
That's
which
right,
seems like a good idea. And the only difference I can see between B, C, D, E, and F, were they were single carriageway or dual carriageway.
Yeah,
and they've gone for the dual carriageway, which obviously is the better plan.
Yeah.
I think it's going to eat into Maylands Golf Course again.
Yes.
They'll be heartbroken because they paid for years of clubhouse building, I think, with the last time they went through. But something's got to be done, hasn't it? Because it's just
horrendous. It's obviously it'd be good if they could have addressed the whole all the roads leading into that roundabout, and it certainly does nothing for the traffic coming out of Brentwood onto the roundabout, because there still will be the same problem where you're going from one lane by the Holiday Inn rapidly up to four lanes, but not really with any room to filter into the four lanes. And then, as we were saying, you just have to take your chance between the two lots of red lights, hoping you can slip out onto the roundabout. So that obviously won't really be affected by the improvements, but certainly it will be better than it is at the moment. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Let's get back to the Chamber of Commerce itself. I take it you have business breakfast throughout the year, etc.
Yes, that's one of our regular events, is business breakfast, which takes place on the second Friday of every month at the Merry Green Manor Hotel, and that's one of our stable events. It's proved very popular. It's also an excellent way of attracting new members. We normally get four or five people come along who don't belong to the Chamber of Commerce, maybe come along to two or three breakfasts and then realise the benefits and actually do decide to sign up. And every month we have a sponsor who sponsors a breakfast, and in return for their sponsorship of a breakfast, they're given a 10-minute slot just as everyone's finishing up their breakfast to talk about, well, whatever they want to talk about, but normally obviously about their business or about what they can offer the members in Brentwood.
I've been to lots of these, and these are really good events, aren't they? Because the whole point really is to instill something in your brain. Because if you think a year down the line, I need somebody to do this, and you think, oh, I remember that guy who spoke about that, you know, and immediately they're in the forefront rather than flicking. Well, you know, nobody flicks through yellow pages these days, but or Googling something.
Yeah. One of the key things about networking generally, I suppose, it's not about actually trying to sign someone up to buy a product off you today. It's actually just about planting the idea so that when they do need you in the future, they may well remember, as you say, oh, yes, that chap that was at the breakfast, or that company that were at the breakfast. Yeah, I'll get in touch with them. And obviously we do everything we can to encourage businesses within Brentwood to do business with each other when it comes to buying products and services.
Yeah. It's obviously, this is you say you're chairman, it's something obviously you must enjoy doing. Does it take up much of your time?
It takes up quite a bit of time. It sort of eats into the evenings and weekends. And also I do find it takes up quite a lot of time mentally, whereas before I might have been driving along thinking about business ideas and that for myself. Sometimes I find
Because you're running your own business, aren't you? Yeah,
exactly.
Of course.
Yeah, I run a business consultancy specialising in psychology and understanding people in business. So I do find sometimes that I actually think, well, I shouldn't be thinking about the chamber right now. I should be thinking about my own business and my own client meeting. So it is a question of balancing everything. But as the Vice Chairman said to me last night, if you want to get someone to do something, find someone who's busy. And I think that's what they found with me.
Absolutely, Okay, nasty question time. Brexit. I hate to mention the word.
I didn't know that was coming.
No, you didn't know that was coming. What do you remember saying about it? Are they worried about it? Are they looking forward to it? Or do they think it's going to happen? So I made a prediction, I think about a month ago, when Russell Quirk was in the studio, and I said, I don't think Brexit will ever happen.
Right.
Which is a brave thing to say, and possibly wrong, but there you go.
Well, interesting enough, we actually had a summer social event last June, about two or three weeks before the referendum, and we had a little debate about it, and also had our own mini referendum. The only difference was that there was three options. It was yes, no, or haven't decided yet. And because we were quite curious to know how many people had actually already made up their mind. I think, if I remember rightly, about 70% of the people had already made up their mind. And it was quite a close vote, actually, but it did come out narrowly in favour of exit, Brexit. So the businesses at Brentwood were voting to leave, so I guess they were happy with the result. Whether or not it will happen, my personal opinion is I think it will happen at some form or other, possibly not quite as was envisaged before the
It's just so much conflicting news at the moment, isn't it? And conflicting results. You look at the stock market's booming. Pound's on its knees. Yeah, you know, it's just a different thing. There you go. Well,
I think the main thing that businesses want, though, they do want certainty and
exactly,
made.
Exactly. So they do want certainty.
They don't want it dragging on beyond 2018 or 2019. They want it, 2019. They want it done and dusted.
I can see it dragging on to 2028. Never mind 2028.
That's to me not good for whichever way you voted. It's not good for business to drag on beyond 2019.
Yeah. No. Well, look. Wish you the best of luck with the 1st of November for the Brentwood Showcase. And I'd like to say to you live on air now, you know, please come in more often and we'll chat about Brentwood businesses.
Yeah, sure,
it's,
yeah,
it's,
great,
it's,
yeah,
always,
yeah.
It's always a good thing to do. And and thank you very much for your time to come in. Yeah. And I wish you an event not only with your monthly thing, but with a business breakfast, but with the Brentwood Business Showcase on November the 1st at the Brentwood School, and it's from 9 till 5 p.m. Is that right?
9 till 4 is when the drinks reception starts, so right. 4 till
oh, I'll see if I can pop along.
Anyway, good to see you, Mike, and thanks very much.
That's my problem. My pleasure. Thank you very, very much indeed. Bye-bye.
Fine.